The narrator of Wiki Wang's new novel is never named, but she's on her way to being called doctor with a PhD in chemistry. It's what her parents, who are from China, want, and what she's worked hard for. Her solid and loving boyfriend, Eric, proposes marriage. She says, "Ask me tomorrow." Then this narrator's tomorrow goes into a tailspin. Chemistry is the novel, and Wiki Wang, who earned an undergraduate degree in chemistry from Harvard and has published fiction in Plowshares, Glimmer Train, and other literary reviews, joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And why no name for your narrator, at least when we hear?
I think when I hear a name, there's something specific that is attached to it. And I wanted this narrator to have a little bit more of a universal sense around her. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of graduate students undergoing master's program, PhD programs can relate to a girl like this. And also just the question of marriage. Everybody, every girl, every boy has thought of that question. Her culture is part of her, but I think what I wanted to underscore is that she's also just a person as well.
There's an alarming scene when your narrator is, I think, 12. Her mother hides knives under her father's pillow.
Yes.
And they have these epic, I can't even say quarrels, they're absolutely fights.
And
this is how your narrator learns about love.
Yeah.
I read that and I thought, no wonder she doesn't want to get married.
Yeah, and these are big fights. The problem, I think, with some immigrant couples who come here is that they really just have each other. And it's a really intense kind of love, but also a really intense kind of reliance. And that can also build a lot of deep resentment that weaves into that reliance and love. And that's what the narrator's seeing growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want her to come to terms with the fact that parents are complicated. They're human.
Yeah, parents were your age once.
Yes, yes. It's hard to believe.
Yeah. You quote in this book an old middle school joke about, Asian kids.
Right.
What do you want to be, a doctor or a doctor?
Yeah.
Was that what it was like for you?
A little. It's a funny joke, and I think jokes are always rooted in maybe more than 50% truth, right? And that was kind of what it was like for me. I wouldn't even say it was any ability to do well in science and math, but I grew up being capable of doing well in science and math. And I think that kind of joke followed me throughout. So it's hard to differentiate, how much of that is good-natured. I think most of it is good-natured. They're just trying to tease you for being smart. And I think a lot of smart kids get that regardless of what ethnicity they are.
Yeah. Obviously, this book is derived from the life of someone who's a chemistry student, accomplished student, graduate student. Do you think the different background you have in literature can bring a different perspective to what you wind up writing?
I think so.
You're not an Iowa Writers' Workshop product.
I'm not. So my first teacher was Amy Hempel, and she sort of taught me a different kind of writing, or opened my eyes to a different kind of writing that was more to the point or a little bit more sparse, but not sparse necessarily in human emotion or story. And I guess I found that really gripping because in science, you're really trying to get your point across in the clearest way. It's actually not great to be the most long-winded science researcher when you're trying to write grants or anything. And then when I started this novel, I took my style and just made the story a little bit longer, but hopefully not trying to put in excess.
There's a moment in the book that absolutely stopped me when you learn the narrator's father lost a sister, but never mentions it. And I believe your line was something like the Chinese way is to build a wall around your emotions that can only be seen from the moon. That just got to me. And I thought, well, but there is this book.
Yeah.
This is not your parents' story, right?
No, it's not. I have close friends who, they immigrated out from very rural areas. And I think these kinds of things happened during that period. It was the Cultural Revolution, and especially if you were growing up in rural China. And during that time, with a lot of children, sometimes it's hard to find medical help for everyone. So that was one of the stories that one of my really close friends that it happened to. And she thought it was very weird that her dad never mentioned it. But it speaks a lot about sort of the father figure in this culture, especially the father figure who immigrates out.
Yeah. You mean the father must be unremitting and invulnerable?
Yeah, very stoic, working at processing at a higher level to see the big picture, right? Giving their kids food, water, roof over their heads, sort of always moving forward, this kind of father.
Yeah, not looking back.
Yeah.
I don't certainly want to give away the play of the plot or the ending, but I do want to stipulate I found the ending on its way to being happy.
Yeah.
It raises the question, and I ask you as a scientist and a writer, is love chemistry or is it alchemy?
I think it's both, right? Alchemy is having something and turning it into something new, right? This is a hot word in science right now is synergy, right? Taking two parts and making it work together. Sometimes when they come together, it's better than each individual thing, right? Mm-hmm. That is part of love, but a lot of love is also just chemistry, neurons firing, biological. I have friends who are very bio-driven, and they would probably say love is more science-based, right? But deep down, I think they know that a lot of love is hard to explain, and that is alchemy.
Yeah. Weike Wang, her new novel, Chemistry. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.